And this is a great little book. It talks about the richest people of all time in America. And it's only Americans. I know most of you here aren't even from America, from all over the world. Those who are listening to the CDs are all over the world as well. So we're just dealing with this American particular thing. But in America, the top 15 richest Americans of all time, one John D. Rockefeller, worth $303 billion. Andrew Carnegie, $281 billion. At the time, Andrew was the richest man in the world. But John D. Took over that later with oil. Cornelius Vanderbilt, $168 billion. Bill Gates, John Jacob Astor. And it goes on, Richard Mellon, Frederick Weyerhaeuser, Marshall Field, Sam Walton, Jay Gould, Henry Ford, Andrew Mellon, Warren Buffett. All these people, if you pick up the Forbes 400 and look at the 400 richest people in the world, all of them, all are using the techniques that I'm sharing with you today. This is not guru land. This is not some fictional fantasy. This is what everybody is using, period, end of story. And if you think you're going to achieve money by not using this, the answer is yes, you can, to varying degrees, but not really. Because even if you do everything different, what basically is happening is you are putting out a vibration of some money, and the vibration is what's making you the money. It isn't anything else you're doing. It's the vibration. You may think it's the effort. You may think it's the genius that you are and how smart you are and how persuasive and how many good skills you have. None of that really matters. The fact is, what's really making the money in your life, you may think it's everything else, but it's the fact that you are putting out a vibration, you're thinking about what you want, and you're vibrating it, and the universe is putting it into your life. You may think it's this, but it's not. It's the thought process. Whether you're consciously doing it or just doing it automatically. But when you ask anybody, do you know about the law of attraction? Nope. Okay. But, you know, you make $500,000 a year. Yeah. Okay. Why do you think you're so successful? And you start talking to them. At the end of the day, like I've talked to these people, at the end of the day, they're all doing the same thing. They're thinking about exactly what they want all the time. And they feel good when they think about it. That is the technique that they're all using, whether they know it or not. So that's number one. So let me give you a couple things to jot down, and then we're going to focus on just a couple little bits and bobs so I can kind of point you in the right direction. But the key is you must be thinking about the money all the time if that's what you want. And some of you are thinking, well, I really don't want to make millions. I just want to make a little bit more. I just want to make enough money to get out of debt. Fine, focus on that. There's no requirement. You're not less of a person if you're not rich. As a matter of fact, the only thing that's important in your life is that you're happy and feeling joy and fulfillment. It doesn't make a difference if you're $100 million in debt. It doesn't make a difference if you file bankruptcy. It doesn't make a difference if you have to live in a tent for a while. Heck, I pay big money to go fishing in Canada, and I'm living in poverty, like a third world country, and I have the best time in the world. I remember the first time I went fishing for 3 days, I stayed there 3 weeks. I was having so much fun. And I was living virtually like a pauper, but having the most joyous, wonderful time in the world. So it's not about the things or the money or the homes or the cars. It's about a feeling inside you're looking for. That's what life is really all about. And you will have desires to do things to achieve. You'll have desires to create. You'll have desires to add value to society, to work with children, help other people. And that's what life is really all about. Money is only one part. But some of you also right now have desires of making money, making $100,000 a year or $300,000 a year or making $100,000 a month. And some of you can't even think that far. When you think about it, there's just no belief whatsoever. But the fact is there are lots of people making $1 million a year. And there's lots of people. You know, just a few years ago, there were in America about 15 billionaires. Now there's like 500. And around the world, that there are thousands more around the world that are certified. And believe me, the real money, nobody even knows their names. But it is available. Not a requirement. You can have, be, or do anything you want, whatever it is. So here's a few things to consider in terms of making money. First and foremost, again, when you think about the money, the universe will give you circumstances and events and people and situations that will put, it will put it in your life, which will give you what you want. But there are a couple things to consider about making money. First is, if you are employed by somebody, you're pretty much limited on the amount of money you can make. And the reason I bring some of these things up is because when circumstances and events come to you, you may not be aware that this is the right offer being presented to you. Because you may not know that this is a boat and it is here to rescue you. You may not be aware of that. So, a couple things. If you really want to make some good money, you need to consider that your job is not really the place for making serious money. Yes, you can use this technique to get raises, to get promotions, and increase your earning power at your position. No question about that. But real money is going to come from either a business of your own or your own company. Now, there's a difference between a business of your own and your own company. A business of your own is a business that you own, such as a florist, a restaurant, a dry cleaner, anything that's a business. So you having a business of your own allows you to make a lot more money than being in a job, generally speaking, unless you're a major CEO or a major executive or director in which you're getting stock options and so forth and so on. So using the technique in your current situation, you can, the universe can create circumstances and events in your current job to make any money you want, no question. But if you're using the technique, the universe may also put into your experience business opportunities or other methods of making money which you should not potentially foo-foo and just say to the boat, go away, because it is a boat coming maybe to save you. So a business of your own is some type of business that you're out there generating. A company is your own company which generates money. And it does so generally in such things as investments. And investments could be in the stock market, commodities markets, trading markets, real estate, or investing in other people's companies. So a business of your own could be an internet-based business, could be a multi-level marketing, home-based business, a part-time type business, a real brick-and-mortar business like a restaurant. That's a business of your own. Businesses of your own, there are home-based businesses and real what we call brick-and-mortar businesses. There are full-time businesses and there are part-time businesses. There are businesses that require lots of capital, and there are businesses that don't require lots of money to start. There are businesses that require a lot of experience, knowledge, and time, and there are part-time businesses that don't require lots of knowledge or time. So depending on your situation, these are the situations that may come into your experience. So you must be aware that having a business of your own or having your own company earning money is something that is a way to generate huge amounts of revenue and wealth. That's number one.